So the mitzvah is shelo lintar ilanos b'mikdash o etzal mizbeach. There's an issa to plant trees in the base of mikdash or next to mizbeach, as the pasuk says, lo tita lecha ashera kol etz. You cannot plant a tree adjacent to the Mizbeach. So reading the Pasuk literally means mamish next to the Mizbeach, but the Chinuch already expands that definition to beyond the Mizbeach, even to the entire Beis HaMikdash. So if I were to ask you, what was the reason why you think it's aser to plant a tree? Before you look ahead, why would you think it's aser to plant a tree eitz al Mizbeach? What? So the Asherah is an Asherah tree. That's one part of things, but they point out it's really two Isurim here. One Isur is planting an Asherah tree, which is a tree that's worshipped as a Avodah Zarah. And there's a second Isur, you can't plant any trees next to the Mizbeach. So why would you think it's Asur to plant next to the Mizbeach?
Practical reasons.
Well, it's a practical reason?
Gets in the way?
Okay. Could be. So the Rambam writes, and the Sefer Chinuch quotes, he always gives the reason. The Tam is Isser Zer Kasav Rambam, the feature Shekach Hayu Osen Ov De Avodah Zarah. That's it's a din of Avodah Zarah. Bibate Avodah Zarah Shelahem Shenotin Sham Ilanos Yafim. They plant very nice trees. Ukadei Laharchik Kol Hadom Lahem Mimach Shavas Bnei Adam Habam LaAvodah Zarah Kel Baruch, who wanted to distance ourselves from any Avodah Zarah. Now, if there are any other suggestions, had I been writing this, which I didn't, I would have thought that the Isser might be an Isser in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Beis HaMikdash is built in a certain way, and we have to follow the blueprints. So to change and alter anything around would be a violation of changing the Beis HaBechira around. So I would think that would be the Isser. So according to the Chinuch and the Rambam, the Isser is a din of Avodah Zarah, but according to my suggestion, it's a din in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if you were the Rambam and organizing the halachas, where would you place these halachas of the Isser planting a tree? Avodah Zarah, right? Now, if I were, according to my reason, I would place it in where? Beis HaBechira. So if you look at the Minchas Chinuch on the side here, Sif Katan Aleph on the right. He says, Shalolin Toa Ilanos B'Mikdash, Mitzvah Zu Muvu Eres B'Rambam Me'Avodah Zarah, like you said, Uperek Aleph Mi'Beis HaBechira. So the Rambam places it in two different places. Sounds like maybe there's two dinim for the Rambam. He only gives one reason. I'm suggesting there's another problem of you're really changing around the tzur of the Beis HaMikdash. So that perhaps is really two dinim here. And I think
when the Rambam mentions the time, he never mentioned anything that was like near Mizbeach per se. It's mentioned in the base of Avodah Zarah.
No? Yeah, exactly. Bibati Avodah Zarah.
And Pasuk specifically says, I mean, you were saying that you messed it up. Pasuk specifically says that it's next to Mizbeach.
Exactly. So we're going to see how the Mizbeach could really expand beyond that. But it's very important. It's possible. You have to understand the reason why it's usher might tell you whether you could take the Mizbeach and expand it beyond that. So right now we have at least the reasons because of Avodah Zarah, or to din in the Beis HaMikdash, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why the Rambam places it in two different sets of halachas. So then the Minchas Chinuch, we're going to continue the Minchas Chinuch now. He says, the Lashon HaRav HaMechaber, referring to the Sefer Chinuch, he's the Mechaber, he's commenting on, Amru Zechonon Levracha, She'ein HaIsr Eitzal Mizbeach Dafka. It's not only adjacent to Mizbeach, Ela Af B'chol HaAzara, all over the place, anywhere in the Azara. Now the Beis HaMikdash has many, many different sections. So in the Azara, which is where the Mizbeach is, there's a Mizbeach, and everything around it's called the Azara, in that area, or the Beis HaMizbeach HaChitzam. You go further out, there's something called Ezras Nashim, and then beyond that's called the Harabayas. So what the Rambam does here, he expands it not only next to the Mizbeach, but everywhere in the Azara would be a violation of this Isser. Anywhere in the Azara, if you plant a tree, would be an Isser. The Chain Kasav HaRambam Kan, the Rambam writes that, Bein Eitzal Mizbeach O B'chol Azar. V'zem Mavur B'Sifrei, the Sifrei says this, the Ayin B'Kasav Mishnah. Okay. So the Isser applies beyond that. Now, the Sefer Chinuch, rather the Minchas Chinuch, goes on to bring a problem, a Kasha, from a long discussion, Zvachim, which we're not going to go through, which seems to define differently that it should be dafka by the Mizbeach. But there are some Rishonim who say it's dafka Eitzal Mizbeach, like the Pasuk says, as opposed to in the entire Azara. So what would the reason, what would the Machlokas be about? What's the Nikudas Machlokas, whether it's dafka by the Mizbeach or the Beis HaBechira? What would you suggest? So how do you say?
So the Azara has to be by the Mizbeach.
Lechora, right, because that's where they would worship, that's where the Karbanos would go. But if it's in the entire Azara, that's the issue of the Beis HaMikdash. We were told how to build the entire Beis HaMikdash, including the Mizbeach and the Menorah and the Azara and the entire thing. So that's why perhaps Rambam says the Isser planting trees is everywhere in the Avodah Zarah, everywhere in the Azara, because it's a din in the Beis HaMikdash also, in addition to being an Isser Avodah Zarah. Okay, let's go further now. Let's go jump to the next, the left side now, the Minchas Chinuch. I want to skip that long paragraph where it says, HaRav HaMachaber, Kasuv B'Sof HaMitzvah, the bottom left column of the Minchas Chinuch. He's quoting from the Sefer Chinuch, who says, D'noeg b'zicharim uv'nekevos, v'af b'zman hazeh hanoteya ilan b'chol ha'azar loka. That even b'zman hazeh, to go to Har Bais now and to plant a tree in the Makom HaMikdash would be a violation. So what do you think about that? Is that so pasha that there's an Isser Bizman is there for planting trees in Makom HaMizbeach? Mizbeach is not there. But there's no Beis HaMikdash there either. So look what the Minchas Chinuch explains. U'bevadai ledas harayvid b'perek vav beis habachira halacha yedalad de'kedushas ha-mikdash lo kudshil la'asir lavo. There's a machlokas in the Gemara. Kitchel Rishona, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asir Lavo. When they initially, when Ezra made the Makom HaMikdash Kadosh, and then the base of Bais Sheni was destroyed, was there Kedusha? Did the Kedusha remain in that place even though there's no Bais HaMikdash? That's a machlokas that appears in the Gemara. The Rambam Ravid, among other Rishonim, argue whether that's how we paskin. So the Ravid says there is no more Kedusha anymore. The Har Bais is completely mutter, anybody could walk on top of it. That's how some paskin. So according to the Ravid, it's pashut, it's completely mutter to plant trees b'zman hazeh, he says. But v'tame shenichnas ata, a tame person walks nowadays on the Har Bais l'mikdash eino chayv karus, because there's no kedusha anymore. Imkein bevandai eino chayv belav zegamkin. So he would certainly argue the Ravid. D'dafka be'azara hakedusha b'kedushas ha'azara hadin kein. Only if there is present kedusha would there be a violation. But nowadays there is on l'fi the Ravid zeh pashut. Acharav ha-mechaber, the chinuch paskin sover karambam, the kedushas mikdash lo nisbatla, the kedusha, even after the Bais Sheni was destroyed, the kedusha wasn't batal. It still remains. Imkein ha-idna gam kein lokin. Therefore, bizman hazeh, there still is malchus. So that's the machlokas. Now, this is a big discussion. There's a famous Rambam. Rambam writes, what's halach of bizman hazeh on sviras ha-omer? Everyone agrees there's a mitzvah derais of counting omer. Bizman hazeh is there a mitzvah of counting the omer? It's a machlokas. No. Big machlokas Rishonim. Gemara in the Menachos has a machlokas, and it's brought down the Rishonim. Do we have a mitzvah bizman hazeh to count spheres omer? That's the machlokas. So what's it depend on? So spheres omer is connected to the carbon, according to some psukim, and other psukim seem to say it stands independent of the carbon. So if nowadays there's certainly no carbonos. So those who assume that spheres omer connects to the carbon, if there's no carbon, that means there's no spheres omer anymore. But those who think that Sviras Omer stands alone, then even Bezman Hazeh, there's a mitzvah deraisa. So the Rambam places Hilchos Sviras Omer. Anybody know where he places them? Tmidim Musafim. So by the fact that the Rambam places Sviras Omer in Tmidim Musafim, what would you think he holds about Sviras Omer Bezman Hazeh? You're a bonner. It's Tali on the Karbanos. He puts it in Tmidim Musafim. There's no Karbanos. That means Sviras Omer is only their bonner. Yet the Rambam writes, Sviras Omer Bizman Hazeh is Deraisa. That seems to be a stira. So the way Reb Chaim explains is as follows. Because the Rambam holds that there still is Kedusha on the Makom HaMikdash. And since there's Kedusha, that means we all have a chiv to bring Karbanos. Now we can't bring Karbanos because we don't know where the Makom Mizbeach is. But we have a chiv because there's Kedusha nowadays. So since there's Kedusha, and since there's a chiv to bring Karbanos, that means there's a chiv to count Sviras Omer Midaraisa. Even though it's connected to the Karbanos, the fact that there still is Kedusha on the Makom HaMikdash means there's a chiv and Sviras Omer is deraisa. So again, this machlokas, whether Kedusha exists or doesn't exist, tells us whether there's an issur to plant trees on Har Bais or not. That's what he's telling us.
Could it be true even if
if it's Midina Avodah Zara, right. If you assume that there's Kedusha, Bizman Hazeh, and we're Lamaisa, we're not bringing Karbanos, so you're saying maybe it wouldn't be an Isser because of Avodah Zara. Perhaps you could say that, yeah. Exactly. Right. Okay. Look at the next paragraph, yeah.
And according to the Rambam, planting would be an Isser Deraisa.
According to Rambam, planting Bizman Hazeh would be an Isser Deraisa, yeah. Okay. Then the Minchas Chinuch writes, "V'ra'isi, I saw lahagon bal mishnas chachamim b'mitzvah lamidches shehisig al harav hamachaber." He had a comment on the Sefer Chinuch. Because of he writes, "Kiven de'ein mizbeach ein chayavim." He says, "No, if there's no mizbeach, then there's no chayisir anymore." Mishas zvachem. He quotes more on zvachem hanal he mentioned earlier. De'etal mizbeach haynu bizman shehushalim because of the zebar. So there's a sefer that holds dafka when there's a mizbeach. Lulfi, Says the Midrash Chinuch, "Chalfi dvarav, haya laRambam lichsov chiddusha." If the Rambam really felt that Bizman Hazeh there is no mitzvah anymore because there's no mizbeach, there's no iser, the Rambam should have told us. He should have said Bizman Hazeh there's no iser anymore. The Rambam doesn't say that. Could he say he should have written the mizbeach shenifgam eino over hanotea kemosha kasev l'ninachias kachim? What's the halacha? If the mizbeach is broken, let's say Bizman Hamikdash, something happens to the mizbeach, now it's broken. So you're not allowed to eat karbanos because you have to only eat when there's a mizbeach. So what would the halacha be if there's no mizbeach and the mizbeach is broken? Then you would be allowed to plant trees if you think it's a din in the mizbeach. So the Rambam doesn't write that. So it seems like there's a machlokas. When the mizbeach is broken, is there an isser or not? The Rambam holds has nothing to do with the mizbeach. It has to do with the kedushas hamikdash, regardless of the mizbeach being shalim or not. So he holds there's still an isser. Behold, it's a din and dafka etel hamizbeach. So if the mizbeach is broken, so then there's no iser anymore. That's another nafkamina. Now let me ask you on the bottom here that you don't have this, but what would you think about a bama? What's a bama? The 14 years when Yeshua ben Nun was taking over Eretz Yisrael and dividing the land for 14 years, is permitted to have a bama. A bama was a big mizbeach that was outside the base hamizbeach. Would there be an iser to plant a tree next to that bama?
According to the Rambam, would it be no? Because there's no Kedusha Har Bayis, right?
Exactly. There's no Kedusha Har Bayis anywhere by the Bama. But if you assume it's a din in the Mizbeach, so then a Bama is a Mizbeach. So that's another machlokas. So then this connects also back to our Chakira. If it's a Avodah Zarah versus Beis HaBachir, tell me how it connects. Whether there's an Isser by a Bama or not. Exactly. If it's a din of avodah zarah, so I'm bringing karbanos at the bama. It's a makam avodah, so I can't bring a tree into this makam. This place of karbanos, just like they did in the avodah zarah places. If it's a din in building the base of achir, the base of mikdash, there's no structure, there's no blueprint how to build a bama. There's no rules of building this and not building that. In which case, it would be permitted to build the tree etzel of the bama. So that's a machlokas. It brings down the medrash that says by a bama there actually is an iser.
How does the Rambam get? Extend his iser not only there being his bath, instead rather to the whole din in the kedushas.
How does he expand that?
If the pasuk says it's in his bath.
Right. So that's where this discussion, which I skipped, is a very complicated Gemara in Zvachim, where it seems to indicate that the word mizbeach sometimes includes beyond the actual mizbeach. It means the makom hamizbeach in a broader sense. Okay. Right. So, if I get back to it, I'll bring it down. Remind me if I don't get to it. It's not brought down in the Minchas Chinuch. Others bring this down in the post. Okay, then the Minchas Chinuch writes in the Os Beis, V'nei das harambam kan v'harav ha-mechaber delav zehu be'azara dafka, aval bahar habayis eino over, there is no iser, denoktu ba'azara, they chose dafka the azara, but the entire har habayis, then it will be permitted to plant trees. A Keset Mishnah brings a Bisifrei Mevur Minayin Lenotea Ilan Bahar Bayis Sheover Below Saseh. He quotes a Medrash that's also to plant trees even on Har Bayis against the Rambam. So Im Kain Kashal Harambam Lama Kasa Bazar. Why did the Rambam limit it to the Azara? It should say Af Bahar Bayis over. And the Keset Mishnah answers that Teretz De Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Sham Nira De Palag Vesover De Bazar Dafta. There's a Machlokas Tanaim. It's a machlokas whether or not the Isser expands to our bias or not. So what would that explanation be? Whether it goes even beyond to the har bias? What would you think? It must be an expansion that there are no rules on building anything on the har bias. Nothing's built on the har bias. It just, you build to the base of Mikdash. It tells you where on the har bias to build it. If you look at Maseches Midos, the Mishnayos there tells you what area of the har bias to put it on. So it certainly can't be an Isser of Avodah Zarah if it's going to be in Har Habayis. There's no karbanos being brought on Avodah Zarah. So I'm not really sure why, where the Sifrei is coming from, but somehow it must be an expansion of the Kedushas. There is Kedusha in Har Habayis. There is certain levels of Kedusha that doesn't exist in the rest of Yerushalayim, so it has to somehow do with the Kedushas HaMakom, as opposed to the din of Avodah Zarah, L'chorah. Okay, jump down now to Os Gimel. Os Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch says, "Hinei hanoteya bein ilan meichel bein ilan tzrak chayev." Regardless of what type of tree you plant, it could be a fruit tree, or it could even be a barren tree where it doesn't produce any fruit. There's an iser to plant trees. Ubevadai ein chilek bein nato yachor or garinin. Regardless of what you're planting, it's all going to be aser. Now this is the interesting point here. V'tekef al hanetiyah chayiv. Immediately when you plant the seed, there is an iser. V'ein tzar klita dafka. You don't have to wait for it to take root. You put a seed in the ground, you violate the iser. Kemo shekasapti, like I wrote, says the Minchas Chinuch b'chibur zel inin Shabbos. A very famous Minchas Chinuch he writes. Ul inin kalayim. What happens on Shabbos? You're eating a watermelon seed and you spit it out on the grass. According to Minchas Chinuch, there's an iser the moment that seed falls on that grass. Rashash famously writes in Shabbos, Masechah Shabbos, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph on the Mishnah there. The Rashash writes, no. It's only when it starts taking roots. There's no iser putting a seed in the ground. When it takes root, Hashrash or Aklita, and retroactively what you had done was an iser. The big machlok is Minchas Chinuch versus the Rashash. Even at that, exactly. If that day is on Shabbos, if it's Monday, where it usually takes 3 days, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Monday, retroactively, you violate the Isser in the beginning. So that's Machlokes Minchas Chinuch Rashash. So Minchas Chinuch says that same definition applies here as well. The moment you put the seed in the ground, there's an Isser of Netiyah. Lechor, the Rashash said, there wouldn't be an Isser, I think, you would say. There is no Isser by placing a seed on Har Bais until it takes root. That's what I would guess. And then the Minchas Chinuch writes famously also, Vafilu chazar v'likate min ha'aretz. Let's say I drop the seed and I pick it up, so I prevented anything from taking root. You call makom kfar avar al hanatiya. The iser is done. There's no. Now if you take it up, talisha, it's kotzer. On Shabbos, that'd be kotzer. On Shabbos, by taking a seed that you put down that wasn't connected, that would be kotzer lefidah min chaschina, because you're undoing the zriya. Then he talks about, what about le'inyan havracha v'harkava? That's grafting, different types of ways of planting. These are toldos on Shabbos. So he says, regarding that, look what the Gemara is here, the Rambam is here. There's a whole discussion about that. Then at the bottom of this paragraph, he writes, Notea ba'atit sheino nakav, a pot. You have a pot hanging over the ground that has no holes. Eino nakav, there are no holes. That's viewed as not being connected to the ground. Can you hang a pot on Har Bais that's not connected to the ground? He says, Bevadai eino chayiv, because it's not mechubo lekarka. Ach ba'atit nakav, a potted hole, or rather a pulled pot that is has a hole in the bottom that's disconnected from the ground. The Gemara tells us it nourishes something from the ground. There's some connection, even though there's an airspace. That is near the havi kinotea ba'aretz v'chayv. It appears that would be an iser of planting on Har Bais as well, if there are holes on the bottom of the plant of the pot. Okay, now the Minchas Chinuch writes in Oz Dalet. Only by planting. To build something would only be an aser midrabanan, but midraisa is mutter. What's this machlokas? It ends up being a machlokas. Is there an iser deraisa binyan or not? What's that machlokas talion?
Same machlokas.
Yeah, so you say it.
It's all talion and mizbeah. So it wouldn't be problematic if it's talion and kedushas on Har Bais.
Right. So say if it's talion and mizbeah, which means it's talion avodah zarah, so then only planting would be aser because that's what they did. They planted trees. But if it's a din in the base of Bechir, the base of Mikdash, so who cares whether I'm planting or I'm building? I'm changing something that I'm not supposed to be doing to the base of Mikdash. That would be a violation. And then he writes, V'chein Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov sover ba'achsadra over below sasei. He thinks building would be an iser. Ayin bekes of Mishnah, Masha kasa bazeh. Down the top, he writes, Ayin be sefer seder Mishnah kan, sheherich me'od bazeh. Ayin sham shedaito da Rambam sover dal binyan over and below sasei rak de'ein lokin. He thinks there is an iser, but there's no malchus. V'harchaka shekasa Rambam haynu dita Torah asa harchaka. This is a very interesting line. That these harchak, the Rambam, we saw the Rambam quoted in the Sefer Achinach. Why was it usher to plant? To make a harchaka from a vodazar. What does harchaka mean?
Together,
a siag. So it's a siag deraisa. Sometimes the Torah makes a fence around certain isurim. There's no real isur in planting trees. The isur is to worship the tree. So they made a harchaka. So this is an example. There's a long list of examples of siag deraisa. Anybody know any other examples of a siag deraisa? What? By Rabbi Motzei is an iser deraisa according to the Ran, right in Pesachim. What else? Yichud according to those who think the deraisa is one. Nazir and seeds. Seeds of grades, very good. Yes, the Gideon Ashas writes that. Very good. Anyone? Other ones? No. Chif. That's not an iser deraisa though. Chibuk v'nishuk by a Raios, according to those who think it's awesome with deraisa, would be a siag deraisa. Tosefa Shabbos, those who think that Tosefa Shabbos is deraisa, and they also assume that the siag, if you put them together, Tosefa Shabbos is a siag deraisa, lest you violate Shabbos itself. So there's a whole long list of things. Chatishir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Chatishir asim ratorah, why chazulit terufa, it could amount to a full shir, that's also a siag deraisa. There's a whole long list. So this also seems to be another example of a harchaka of a siag deraisa. Okay. Let's go further now in this Minchas Chinuch here. He quotes now from a Rashi ala Torah. Ayin b'Rashi, if you haven't done Shai Mikra, you'll appreciate this one when you do it this week. Ayin b'Rashi b'Perish HaChumash Kan, Shedaito Dibone Bais Bechal Avze. He argues and thinks that it is Bechal the Isser, to build something, not only planting. It was an Isser, and he quotes some other sources there about this topic. Okay, now this begs a big question that comes up. I didn't bring the Rambam with me here, but there is a Rambam. The Gemara's talk about this. On Gemara and Sukkah, that there's a Simchas Beis Shoeva. They would build platforms in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rishon ask, how could you build? Isn't it a violation of this? And they speak about the Kohen Gadol had a Lishka. It's called Lishkas Ha'etz. It was made of wood. How could you build that? We weren't told that wasn't part of the blueprint. It's a violation of building something with a tree. So this is a discussion that the Rambam and the Rai would have about this. I wish I had the Rambam in front of me. Should I get it quickly? What time is it now?
23.
Your Rambam in Beis HaBechira Aleph Tes. Is there one quickly? Avoda. Thank you. So one of the answers they say. Right. So let's talk about that. So you're only suggesting it's temporary, it's okay. So let's talk about that. There's another mitzvah called Hakel. You guys know what Hakel is? Every 7 years, the Shemitah year, the year after, the Mishnah Sota says that the Melech comes and he reads the whole thing. So the Mishnah says that you would build a platform for the king to stand on. That platform would be in the Azara. So they ask, isn't that an Isser deraisa? How could you build anything with eights in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Yerushalmi talks about, and also the Gemara talks about, why can't you build it? When do you build this exactly? So they talk about building it before Yom Tif, building it after Yom Tif. So they say you can't build it before Yom Tif because that's too permanent. Have it stay over Yom Tif and have it the first day of Chol Moed use, that's too many days, that's 2 days, that's too permanent. If it's built Mamish, Motzei Yom Tif, so then it's only for 24 hours, less than 24 hours, that's considered temporary, that's okay. That's your suggestion. So then, if that's the truth, that you could build something temporarily in the Beis HaMikdash, so that means that each day they have to build and take down the Beis Shoeva buildings. That would be the suggestion for that. So that's where the Rambam writes. This is Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Where am I going here?
Hilchos kind of agree with that because he says you're chayiv. I mean, at least for the tree, you're chayiv once the second it hits the ground.
Ah, very good, very good. So according to Minchas Chinuch, l'chaora, building even for a moment would be a problem. I would agree to that, unless he understands netia. The definition of netia is putting the seed in the ground. The definition of binyan might be something that's kavua. So maybe he would think even he might agree to that point. Okay, now the Rambam writes here. In Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph Halachates, Ein Osin Achsadrios Shel Eitz Bechol Hazara Ela Shel Avanim Olivenim. You can't build anything from wood, only rocks and stone. So the Ravid says, Halo Lishchas HaKoin Gadol Shel Eitz Hayasa Ubisimchas Beishoeva Makifin Kol Hazara Guzatra. They had surrounded with all these platforms for the women to stand on. Ella, the Ravid writes, Lo Asra Torah Kol Eitz Ela Eitz Al Mizbeach Hashem. The Israel implies Dafka next to the Mizbeach. But the Simchas Beis Shoeva, which is Ezes Nashim area, that's permitted. That's the only Isser. And also the Lishchas Kohen Gadol was outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Azara, that's all permitted. So the Ravid says the Isser only applies Eitel Mamish Eitel HaMizbeach L'chor to Din of Avodah Zara, the Ravid would assume. According to Rambam, who has Halachas in Beis HaBechira, it's an Isser building any structure in the Beis HaMikdash, is also to build anything. So then the question becomes, how could you build Simchas Beis Shoeva structures? How is that permitted? So the Kesef Mishnah, he deals with the Lishchas Kohen Gadol, and he suggests a few different answers. He says maybe the Lishchas Kohen Gadol, like Yoni suggests, it wasn't kavua. The Kohen Gadol lived there for a week. He lived there for a week, but preparing for Yom Kippur, it wasn't considered so kavua, and therefore it's permitted. They put it up for 7 days, and they took it back down. Then he suggests maybe the Lishchas Kohen Gadol wasn't made of eitz. It's called shel eitz because that's where they stored eitz, but it wasn't made of eitz, and therefore it's not a problem. And that's how he gets around it. Then he says maybe the Lishchas Kohen Gadol wasn't in the area of the Azara, it was outside the Azara, and therefore it's permitted. So for these few reasons, he suggests it's completely permitted, all these different dinim of Simchas Beis Shueva or the Lishchas Kohen Gadol. Okay, now bring it back to the Beis Knesses. So Rabbi Kivi Eger brings in Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Nun that it's an Issur Midir Banan to put a tree in the shul, because the shul is modeled after a Beis HaMikdash. So then the question I saw in one of the Sfarim, so then how come you're allowed to have a bima made of wood and the arba made of wood? Isn't that a violation of the same din? So I didn't really see any good answers, but perhaps the explanation would be if the Issur in the first place in the shul is only an Issur midrabanan, and then the Issur to build in general, not planting, but to build structures is a machlokis in the first place, whether it's Usur, and we would seemingly pass like the Rambam that it's only Usur midrabanan to build something. So it's an Issur on top of an Issur derabanan, derabanan on top of a derabanan. Again, firstly, the Issur in the first place in the shul is derabanan. And in general, the Issur to build in the basement of Mikdash is only derabanan. So two derabanans, b'makom mitzvah, it would seemingly be permitted in that way. That would be the way around how to have a bima. Also, you could suggest that a bima is in kavua. Sometimes it is kavua. Most of the shuls, it's movable, able to get around it, in which case maybe it wouldn't be kavua either. But either way, it's certainly the minhag is to have. Either way, it seems that the minhag is to allow for people to have wooden structures in the shul. Just don't put any trees in the shul. That would be a problem.
To what extent do we say, like, on Shavuos, they put decorations on, like, all these branches and whatever?
Right, so the Grub was very against that. He wanted to have flowers, but to have trees and stuff, well, he wasn't so into that because of this particular reason. No, so that's this idea, though, because that becomes Chukas Akum. It's a...
Not because of Christmas trees.
No, it is, but it seems to be the similar type of Issur. They put trees in their shul, and so we're doing the same thing. That was his problem as well. So no trees, according to the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here, guys. Have a wonderful Shabbos.